Welcome. I wanted to show you my irrigation controller that I built based on ESP8266 has a clone of the Wemos D1 board. It is interfaced with the home automation using the MySensors library. In a nutshell, the idea is to have all devices managed from one application. Doesn't matter if it's air conditioning, ventilation, heat pump, blinds, curtains, light, water, cameras, and I'm sticking to it. The controller was intended to be, and is, a replacement for the Hunter controller, which had no integration with home automation. A Wi-Fi module needs to be purchased, and then the question of integration with my current system and requirements remained. The irrigation controller can be packaged in two Cradex enclosure models, Z101 and ZD1006, pre-drilled plates for both enclosures. This controller is such a slightly poorer clone of user @TMF's controller. /electro.pl/RTV forum topic 367909. Nevertheless, it's a super advantage. I've added reference links to the entries at the end of the post. I have used them myself. If anyone is interested in the topic, it will save time. Features. Functions. Functions: the device has 1. Powering the entire device via 24-volt AC, with the LM2675 inverter to 3.3-volt DC, which is required for the ESP8266 Wi-Fi module. 2. Control of 3 24-volt AC valves, with OptoMOS, which gives galvanic separation. 3. Shutting off watering via rain sensor. Cutting off one pole of the valve's power supply via a reed switch in the rain sensor. 4. Detection of whether current is actually flowing through the valves via ACS711. 5. User interface in the form of 3 illuminated buttons and 2 indicator lights. 6. My sensor's interface for the exchange of information and commands with the controller via Wi-Fi. Details of the solution and individual functions. Power supply. I base the power supply module on the LM2675M3.3 chip, which is popularly used. I had picked it up on the forum for several projects. The purpose of the module was to convert 24 volts AC to 3.3 volts DC, which is needed to power the ESP8266. The device is powered by 24-volt AC because this is the rated current to be supplied to the solenoid valves. I made the module as a cross between information from DS and archived threads where user @Roman and advice given to me by user @ArterAVS. The power module has 2 protections. The first protection is a 1A polymer fuse on the path that goes to the rectifier bridge. The idea is to not let too much current into the inverter. The second protection is a 1A fusible cylindrical fuse that protects the solenoid valves. I don't expect to use more than one valve at a time, so this protection is more than okay. The coil current of my solenoid valve at startup should not exceed 0.5 amps and 0.2 amps during operation. Possible additional protection is software prohibiting the actuation of more than one valve. Control of 3 24-volt AC valves controlled by OptoMOS relays, Panasonic AQY212. The control is done with SSR OptoMOS relays, Panasonic AQY212. I use them because the technology in which they are made guarantees galvanic separation between the board circuit and the valve circuit. They are controlled from 3 pins of the ESP8266 chip. These pins are also used to illuminate the buttons, so a high state of a pin illuminates the diode in the relay and closes it, consequently activating the valve, and illuminates the diode in the button on the case. Cool effect: disabling watering by rainfall sensor. This is a function I copied from the Hunter controller. The rainfall sensor contains a reed switch, NC, that disconnects the circuit when it rains. Without going into detail why, but I have left this function as it is. 124-volt AC pole of the valve supply flows through the wire with the reed switch in the rainfall sensor. If the washers are on and there is rainfall at the same time, the circuit is disconnected by the reed switch and the washers switch off. Generally, the function works, but I wouldn't do it today. My integration with the weather takes care of that. If Ra.